big news on the banking front, like no fees. It's the Business News Hour for Monday, the 17th day of June. Thanks, as always, for being with us, everybody. The U.S. ban on Huawei will cost billions. Retail and trade wars. Yeah, it's a real story. Oh, and then there is India. Have you heard about hot desking? You will today. So are the sky-high healthcare costs in the United States due to a lack of competition? Those stories and more, and a conversation with Laura Kennard about the mystery of social media marketing. I cannot believe we're still talking about that, but we'll also be talking about business networking events in the Des Moines Metro. However, first, we've got to get to the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, T-E-R-O.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Monday edition of the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You know, when we saw this, we had to pass it along because it does have to do with banking fees. Discover is doing away with fees of any kind on its checking, savings, money market, and certificate of deposit accounts. We are not making this up. The move would be the first for a large bank and comes as smaller online financial banks offer no-fee options and high-yield savings to woo younger and more price-conscious Americans. Going forward, Discover won't charge fees for monthly maintenance, checkbook orders, replacement debit cards, insufficient funds, excessive withdrawals, falling below minimum balances, and stop payment requests. No, you heard all that correctly. The change will affect the bank's 1 million customers who have a Discover deposit account and comes after the bank piloted a program that forgave the first fee a customer incurred. In dollars and cents, just so you keep all this together, according to a survey by MoneyRates.com, the average fee banks charge to maintain a checking account, about $13.58 a month, or $163 a year. We're here to help. Well, we're getting a first glance at the projected costs of the U.S. ban on China's largest technology company, and it is a cool $30 billion. Huawei says that sales will likely remain stagnant at about $100 billion in 2019 and in 2020 as well. Huawei, however, says it will aim to maintain its research and development budget and refrain from layoffs or major asset sales. Huawei said it's going to be preparing for a fall of as much as 60% in overseas smartphone shipments as Google cuts it off from Android updates and the apps from Gmail to Maps. However, the company says they will do what they must to stay in the game and added that Huawei will be reborn, they say, by 2021. You know, for months, even years, we've been highlighting at least weekly the impact e-commerce has had on retail. Well, now retail is once again in the crosshairs, and this time it's all about tariffs. Already battered by the e-commerce revolution, traditional retail stores are bracing for yet another blow. New tariffs on $300 billion worth of Chinese imports that the Trump administration is threatening to impose. Retailers and analysts warn that the impact will be disastrous for an industry already tormented by vacant storefronts and deserted malls. The reason? Well, unlike earlier tariffs that mostly targeted industrial and commercial products, the next round is aimed squarely at consumer goods like footwear, toys, and apparel. Even for healthy chains like Walmart and Costco, the new duties threaten the business formula that helped speed their rapid rise over the past few decades. And what was that? Well, they imported cheap products from Asia and sold them at rock-bottom prices. So what is the impact? Yeah, the National Retail Federation estimates that China supplies 42% of all apparel, 73% of household appliances, and get this, 88% of toys sold in the United States. And in the end, consumers, that would be you and I, will be paying the cost if we decide to continue to purchase. And that should be a worrisome question for for the economy as a whole. In case you've run out of stuff to worry about, yesterday increased tariffs on U.S. goods headed to India were imposed. The goods targeted include American apples, which will be hit with a 70% tariff, as well as almonds, lentils, and several chemical products. India first announced plans to impose new tariffs on the United States a year ago in retaliation for increased U.S. import duties on Indian steel and aluminum. But the country repeatedly delayed imposing them while the two sides held a series of trade talks. The two countries exchanged goods and services worth about $142 billion a year, but the relationship has soured in recent weeks after the Trump administration ended India's participation in a preferential trade program. It's called hot desking. You heard that right, hot desking, where employees use different desks as needed. The practice has spread around the world as companies look to cut costs and foster more employee interaction. But in a couple of new surveys, 60% of employees dislike the policy of sharing workstations, and many say it makes them less productive. In another study, the consulting firm Bricton found that many workers feel that hot desking leads to wasted time and added stress as they need to set up new workstations each and every day. Hot desking. You heard about it here. See what you can talk about at the next gathering, you know, the next cocktail party. Hey, excuse me, have you heard about hot desking? The rising cost of American healthcare is being talked about everywhere, from politicians to small business owners, and it continues to constantly be a hot topic. My part of the problem is that in the U.S., there's a lack of competition. According to data from the Open Markets Institute, 75% of the IV solutions industry and 69% of syringe production are each controlled by just two companies. The result is that such market concentration is likely contributing to the high prices within the U.S. healthcare system. The U.S. spends more on healthcare than any other industrialized country, and consolidation impacts everything from medical supply houses to hospitals to insurance companies. And speaking of competition, it's not only healthcare that lacks competition, but nearly every market industry is becoming more consolidated. That review of the Open Market Survey says that there's a lack of competition that drives costs up from everything from medical equipment to washing machines. The report shows that such concentration is not unique to one or two economic sectors, but it is persistent across a diverse range of industries, and it is often even more extreme in regional rather than a national context. Although Americans used anti-monopoly policies throughout much of the 20th century to preserve competition, a shift in ideology in the late 1970s allowed increased monopolization across the economy. In fact, the federal government stopped printing stats about industry concentration back in 1981. Competition, you see, has always been good for consumers. We're going to talk about healthcare for just a moment. Today, it was announced that Pfizer will buy biotech firm Array for about $10.6 billion. The reason? Pfizer wants to gain promising new medicines for cancer, which could end or limit the use of punishing chemotherapy for some patients. Pfizer said in a statement it will get royalties from the uses of drugs that Array has licensed out to other companies. It will acquire a pipeline of drugs in development stage currently. The deal is Pfizer's biggest since its 2016 acquisition of Medivation for $14 billion, another blockbuster cancer deal that the New York-based company used to expand its oncology offerings. Finally, and again, if you've run out of stuff to worry about, here are several alarming signs that the housing market may be headed for a flip. Ready? Home sales have been declining in many major metros. That's number one. Number two, listings of homes for sale have soared in the hottest markets out there. Number three, reductions in asking prices have been increasing. Number four, bidding wars prevalent in hot metros a year ago have all but disappeared. And five, standards for underwriting mortgages have plunged in the past year. Five signs. You can thank us later. Stay with us and click through for Laura Kennard from Drake University, DMAC, and DMBizMixer.com as we talk social media marketing and some events happening this week to help you and your business gain traction. It's all coming up next.